founded in 2004, Price Hill Will is a nonprofit community development corporation serving the neighborhoods of East, West, and Lower Price Hill on the west side of Cincinnati with a mission to create systemic change in Price Hill through physical impact, economic impact, and social impact. I'm Elaine Deal for Around Cincinnati, and I'll give the disclaimer right now. I'm extremely bullish on Price Hill. I grew up there, and like so many West Siders, I haven't strayed too far away. My guests this evening are Samantha Conover, Community Events Coordinator, Price Hill Will, and Leslie Schultz and Brittany Robbins with Santa Maria Community Services. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Samantha, you and I met last summer at a coffee shop that has since become a wine bar and restaurant in the part of Price Hill now called the Incline District, a part of the city that's experienced phenomenal renovation over the last few years. We'll talk a little more about that in a minute. You're not a native of Cincinnati. How did you find Price Hill, and what is special about it?
I first came to Cincinnati because I went to college at the University of Cincinnati and graduated in 2015, and ever since then kind of stayed in the area. I worked a couple of years after at People's Liberty, and then through nonprofit community development was introduced to Price Hill Will, and I'm slowly becoming a true West Sider now. I live in the area, work in the area, and it's a lot of fun.
That's right. You and your newlywed husband just bought a home there, correct?
Yes.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
West Siders have long complained that the city ignored their side of town while pouring money into Over the Rhine and some of the other neighborhoods. Is Price Hill Will sort of a response to that? Leslie, you're smiling.
I don't know if Price Hill Will is a response to that, but we've been around for about 12 years now, and we kind of just do our own thing. We focus on the neighborhoods that we're trying to help and re-energize and don't really pay too much attention to everybody else.
Price Hill is one of the oldest neighborhoods in Cincinnati, and it sort of began as the inner city got more crowded and full of people back in the early 1800s, and the wealthier folks, those who could afford it, relocated to Price Hill. I can remember my great aunt, who was born at the end of the 1800s, referring to the aristocrats who lived in Price Hill. How has the demographic of Price Hill changed over the years?
I'm not too familiar of how it's changed since I am so new. I do know that now we have a large Hispanic population, lots of people from Guatemala and also Mexico. And then we have, I think it's in West Price Hill, there's a small population of West African from Ghana and Senegal, maybe. I think Leslie has lived on the West Side way more than I have, though.
Well, I know that Santa Maria has been involved in Price Hill for a long time. We first started in 1897 with the Italian immigrants down and over the Rhine. And then we moved up to Price Hill, where we saw an influx of the Appalachian community come in. And then as times changed, you know, now it's the Latinos and the Hispanics and the West Africans.
Begun by the Sisters of Charity,
yes,
correct?
It was.
To serve some of the poorest population. And as the demographics have changed, you've mentioned now, there are cultural issues,
yes,
and
sir,
language issues. Talk about some of the services Santa Maria provides.
Well, Santa Maria mainly focuses on the families and individuals in Price Hill. We work in the areas of early childhood development, health and wellness, financial education, and youth development. So we also have an immigrant services program that we can work with the immigrants that are coming in, teaching them how to learn and live in the United States.
Samantha, Price Hill Will has a very multi-level approach, everything from tearing down abandoned structures and repurposing some spaces to culture, entertainment, free classes, and that's your job. So what is Price Hill Will up to culture-wise?
We have a cool concert series happening in St. Lawrence Square, which is a new park. As of 2015, it was dedicated.
A new park in a really old space right next to one of the most beautiful churches, certainly on the west side, if not in the city, St. Lawrence Church. Mm-hmm. There was a vacant lot created by some buildings being torn down. And it took a couple of years. The community really pitched in and built this space.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely urban, and you've got a great concert series coming. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's called Concerts in the Square. It's hosted in St. Lawrence Square right next to St. Lawrence Church. We have 8 different concerts happening. They're biweekly, starting June 2nd and ending September 8th. All of the musicians at the series are also affiliated with Price Hill in some way, shape, or form, whether they live, work, or worship in the area. all of them have some sort of love for the West Side community, the Price Hill community.
And you were nice enough to bring our big band back, Lee's Junction. Tracy Walker's performing, I believe.
Yes.
Who else have you got lined up?
We also have Cookin' Hearts, Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, Mark Utley and Bulletville, Local Waves, Harpeth Rising, and then lastly, the Tillers.
For the facilities, who pays for the upkeep and the, you know, the grass cutting? And
yeah, mostly we do that work, cleaning up the area. You'll see us out there picking up trash, cutting the grass, maintaining. There's a fountain there. We maintain that as well. Then the concert series is actually put on by grants that we've received this year. It is through ArtsWave and SC Ministry Foundation.
And there's a race, I believe. Leslie, you're wearing a Price Hill Pacer T-shirt. Tell
yes,
me about
I
that.
I am. I'm not a runner, but I am a walker. Santa Maria and Price Hill Will have hosted this event for the last 12 years. So this is actually the 12th annual Price Hill Pacer. It is Saturday, June 3rd, and it will be held at Elder High School. We start at the Schaefer Center, and we start right outside on Vincent Avenue. That's where the race starts. Our main sponsors are Macy's and SC Ministry Foundation. It is a great race for families and community individuals and anyone just wanting a nice, relaxing race. It's not really out there to prove anything for anybody, but we do have a 10K, a 5K, a 1 mile walk sponsored by Heart Pharmacy. And we also have a kids fun run in the pit at Elder.
Sounds like fun. And what's the date on that again?
The date is Saturday, June 3rd.
Brittany, do people volunteer for your organizations to help staff these events?
Absolutely. We have plenty of volunteers call in that just are extremely interested in just helping around Price Hill. Usually we find that people that used to live in the neighborhood or things like that are people that are close to the community. So we do have a lot of volunteers, especially for the Pacer.
And Santa Maria also is active in promoting healthy eating and healthy lifestyle, health care for especially women and children. And there are community gardens springing up all over the west side of town. Yes. Who wants to tell me about those? Samantha?
Yeah, I can. Price Hill Will actually has a sustainability and healthy living crew. It's part of our team. And they maintain about 5, I think, community gardens in all 3 Price Hills. There's one by the rec center, and there might be one coming up behind the Price Hill Library. Chris Smith heads up that program, and everybody is loving and very supporting of the community gardens.
You mentioned all 3 Price Hills, east, west, and lowest, or lower. That brings us to the Incline District, the newest, chicest, hippest part of town, a part of town that was kind of ignored for a while, high on the hill. And now you've got a brand new theater. You've got a couple of restaurants. What else is happening in the Incline District?
Yeah, there's a Mexican restaurant as well called Veracruz. And then we've got the Block Coffee Company coffee shop. The wine bar and Incline Public House has been there for a few years. Many restaurants, lots of walkability.
A lot of home renovation.
Yes.
Featured on the HG Network with some home renovations. Well, Fred Rogers knew all about the importance of community when he sang, "Who are the people in your neighborhood?" Neighborhoods are our first place of belonging and identity. We go to school and church there. We walk to our friends' houses, get our hair done, our clothes clean, and shop for groceries in the neighborhood. It's not just geography. It's the heartbeat of the people who live within those lines on the map. We've been catching up with one of Cincinnati's oldest neighborhoods, Price Hill, and also one of the newest with all of the growth and development happening. My guests this evening have been Samantha Conover with Price Hill Will, Leslie Schultz, and Brittany Robbins with Santa Maria Community Services. How can people find out more about your organization's websites?
Yes, we do have a website for Santa Maria where you can find out more about our services and programs.
And all of the concerts and events coming up, Samantha?
Yeah, you can find that on our website or on our Facebook page.
And you can link to all of this information through our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.